At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the VSiN Daily Baseball Bets. Here is Adam Burke.
Hello once again, everybody, and thank you for joining me here on this Thursday, May 18th edition of VSiN Daily Baseball Bets. I'm your host, Adam Burke. Back to normal with the schedule here. Spent a week back in Cleveland. Caught that Blink-182 show, as I mentioned. Also brought back a cold, whether that's the change in climates or all the allergens or God knows what else. But going to try to soldier through today's show. Hopefully be feeling a little bit better for tomorrow's show, which, look, hopefully feeling better for tomorrow's show would help because we'll have 15 games tomorrow as opposed to the 6 that are on the Thursday card here in Major League Baseball. So not a whole lot to talk about. And in fact, what the hell, I'll go ahead and give you a spoiler alert. I don't have any plays today. First day of the season outside of Sundays when I take a little break from the article for my own mental sanity that I don't have a play on today's card. So please continue listening to the show despite the fact there are no daily baseball bets today. But the podcast, I've got a lot of good information to share with you and some things to look at on the late games for today's card. Over at VSiN.com, a lot of good stuff going on. I got a preview up of the Black Eyed Susan Stakes. That is the Philly race coming up on Friday in advance of the Preakness, which Dave Tooley is all over for us over at the website. We continue to have our NBA and NHL playoff hubs. The conference finals begin tonight in the NHL, Eastern Conference tonight, Western Conference tomorrow, and of course we're into the NBA conference finals as well. So JVT, Andy McNeil, keeping you covered for those two sports betting markets over there at the website. And WNBA season starts tomorrow night. Danielle Alvari doing the Bet the W podcast, which you can find on our VSiN YouTube, wherever you get your podcast content. She's doing a great job with that so far. She's brought on a bunch of interesting guests, and we'll also have a best bets article for the WNBA 3 times per week over at VSiN.com. So check out her season preview article, and then also she'll have some plays either tonight or tomorrow morning for the opening night of the WNBA. All right, so I wanted to talk about a tweet that I saw this morning from Jason Collette, who's written at Baseball Prospectus before. He's done a lot of stuff in the baseball community, sometimes officially, sometimes unofficially, but a really interesting chart, table, whatever, that he posted at Jason Collette, that's Collette on Twitter. It's a list of runs per game and where the team ranks in terms of base runners. So I've talked a lot about that cluster luck concept that Joe Pita discusses in his book, Trading Bases. That's something that will continue to be very relevant and maybe get even more relevant as the season goes along here. So there were some really interesting ones that I want to mention on today's show. So the Toronto Blue Jays are 12th in runs per game, but first in total number of base runners for this season. So that's a team that, you know, could be doing certainly a lot better offensively, and we would have expected that with the new dimensions at Rogers Center as well. So this Toronto team, which is off to a pretty good start anyway, But this Toronto team at 25-18, actually underperforming a bit in terms of their run scoring. Another team in action here today and in action early, the New York Mets. They're 23rd in runs per game, 7th in base runners. Another team in the NL East, the Washington Nationals, 25th in runs per game, but 9th in base runners. This is low-key a much better offense than I think any of us expected coming into the season. And the pitching staff, quite frankly, has been better as well, especially the starting rotation. So the Nationals, a team that I think some people will look at their talent level and say, oh, they can't hang on, they can't keep doing this. You could argue that offensively, they're actually getting unlucky so far this season here. So that's something where the Nationals, who are 9th in batting average with the bases empty, 9th with men on base, but then you look at them and they're 12th with men in scoring position, they're not really generating a ton of extra base hits, which is kind of a problem for them. They don't hit a whole lot of home runs, and that's kind of one of the things that you'll see with these three bottom teams here, the Mets, the Nationals, and the Athletics, teams that don't really hit for a ton of power. So they're getting base runners, but they're not really driving them in with those big hits, the Nationals being a prime example of that. And also the A's, 27th in runs per game, but 15th in base runners. So Oakland, a team, though, with very, very stark home road splits, as you would expect, given the Coliseum. But you look at their A's on the season here so far, they're actually 28th in batting average with runners in scoring position at 216. Only the Tigers and the Padres are worse than that. So this is a team generating some opportunities, just not really cashing in when they get them. So those are the teams that are doing better with base runners than they are at scoring runs. How about the opposite side? The Dodgers, 4th in runs scored per game, 11th in base runners. The Braves are 5th in runs scored per game and 13th in base runners. Diamondbacks 6th in runs, 14th in base runners. The Twins 11th in runs, 19th in base runners, although they've had a couple of lopsided scores here recently where they've really racked up the offensive numbers. The Astros are 15th in runs per game, but 26th in base runners. And then the Yankees 13th in runs and 28th in base runners. So interesting stuff there from Jason Collette. And again, as we get deeper into the season here, the outliers on both sides will regress to the mean, particularly with runners in scoring position. And that's really what a lot of these games are decided on now, because you've got all the additional base runners with the no shift and all that kind of thing. So keep that in mind as we go throughout the season here, where you want to be looking at those situational stats where, again, for example, you get a team like the Texas Rangers still batting 332 with men in scoring position. That's, what is that, 30 points higher than the Boston Red Sox, who are 2nd at 294. And that's 12 points higher than the Astros, who are 3rd at 282. This is an Astros team that's 25th in batting average with the bases empty at 225, but 3rd in batting average with men in scoring position at 282. So those are some outliers you can look at to either look at, you know, some of those season-long props and futures, or just quite simply look to kind of fade these teams on a game-by-game basis. Coming up on VSiN Daily Baseball Bets, take a look at the Thursday card and some of the things I'm looking for the May 18th action.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, back here on VSiN Daily Baseball Bets. One of these games has already started. A couple more are just about to get going here. So I'm going to go ahead and talk about the things I noticed in those games. We'll see if they come to fruition. And if they don't, that'll be something for us to consider as we go forward here throughout the season. And there will be plenty of opportunities as the season goes along to take advantage of these pitchers, take advantage of these teams. Again, for all intents and purposes, we're still very early on in the process here for this season, as most of these teams have played a little over 40 games, 45 games or so, just past the quarter pole. But that still means we still have 70 to 75% of the Major League Baseball season left. Yuri Perez making his second start for the Marlins showed some flashes in that first start. 17% swinging strike rate, 83.3% zone contact percentage. Zone contact percentage, if you remember my commentary on the plate discipline metrics, that's a good one to look at, because generating swings and misses on pitches that would have been strikes anyway is a pretty good indicator of a pitcher's raw stuff. And for Yuri Perez, obviously the stuff looking very good. Seven strikeouts in 4 2/3. Did give up a couple of solo homers in that first start against the Reds. But the thing that you worry about with a lot of these minor league pitchers is that a lot of them do have kind of limited arsenals. You know, they'll throw a lot of fastballs and sliders, or a lot of cutters and sliders, or fastballs and changeups. What they don't have is a third pitch. And for Perez in that first start, 82% usage of fastballs and sliders, 54.5% hard hit percentage on the 11 batted ball events. So that's the thing about these young guys. You know, the depth of the arsenal can be a little bit of a challenge. And for Yuri Perez, if he's only going to throw two pitches, then I think maybe fading him in some road starts could be a possibility here. But of course, we'll see what he does in his second major league outing. I'll go ahead and go through the early games first. I'll kind of change up the format here a little bit and just look at the early games, including one that's already going on here as I'm recording. The Angels and the Orioles. So Tyler Wells, you know, I faded him against the Pirates last week. Probably would have faded him against the Angels here as well if I had gotten the article out a little bit earlier. But there are so many things for Tyler Wells that stand out. 145 batting average on balls in play, 88.2% left on base percentage. Got a 268 ERA, 369 expected ERA, 450 FIP. For a guy with a 40.8% hard hit percentage, that 145 BABIP will not stick around. He is a regression candidate through and through, and I'll probably look to fade him again in his next start, which will come early next week, probably Tuesday or so. I will look to bet against him again if he doesn't experience all of that regression today. So far, gave up a Shohei Ohtani home run, but look, this is a guy who's not going to be able to sustain what he's doing. So you wonder if it's going to be that gradual regression that I've talked about, or maybe that big regression all in one fell swoop. We'll see what it's going to be, but Tyler Wells is 100%. A guy I'm looking to go against here in the not too distant future, and probably in his next start. The Rays recalled Taj Bradley as they take on the New York Mets. This is Taj Bradley and Tyler McGill in that one. And the reason why I want to mention Bradley, a couple of reasons, actually. The first, look, in his three starts, 6 runs on 12 hits, 23 strikeouts against 2 walks in 15 and a third innings at the MLB level. But in his three starts down in the minor leagues, since he was sent down, he's given up 17 runs on 14 hits in just 9 innings of work, only 5 strikeouts across his last 3 starts. So he's had some issues here. And you wonder if it's just kind of the mental side of thinking, you know what, I should be in this rotation. Jeffrey Springs is out. Drew Rasmussen is out. Why am I not back up yet? Why are they, you know, messing around with the Josh Flemings of the world and the Yanni Chirinoses of the world? So you wonder if it was that, or you wonder if maybe there was something going on with his stuff, with his mechanics. So we'll find that out today against the Mets, or at least going forward in some of his upcoming starts. But also for Tyler McGill here, another guy that 4.02 ERA, 5.24 FIP, and 40 and a third innings pitched. 31-22 strikeout to walk ratio, so FIP doesn't like him. He's limited hard contact, but the big thing for him, his batting average on balls in play with the bases empty, 356. That drops to 220 with men on base. So he's gotten very fortunate with men on base here so far this season. That's why he's got that big ERA and FIP discrepancy. McGill, probably another fade candidate, a la Tyler Wells, as we look ahead here to some of his upcoming starts. The Guardians and the White Sox, Logan Allen and Dylan Cease in this one. And it's no secret at this point in time that the Guardians offense is just beyond embarrassing. But what I wanted to look at here is actually Logan Allen. So the numbers look pretty good, right? So far, 8 runs allowed on 24 hits and 21 innings. He struck out 24. The numbers look pretty good. However, in his last two starts, zone contact percentages of 91.2% from the Twins and 89.3% from the Angels. He had 16 strikeouts in his first 11 innings, but only 8 strikeouts in his last 10 innings. He has to be very, very sharp. He has to have pinpoint command because he doesn't throw hard. He's a guy who sits in the low 90s. He's one of those kind of classic four-pitch left-handed starter guys. You know, I don't want to make a comp to like Cliff Lee or anything like that, but that's kind of the guy I start thinking about when you look at a Logan Allen, where the velocity is just not spectacular. So the command has to be really, really good. Lately, it's been a little bit shaky, and a 43.8% hard hit percentage, 12.5% barrel rate. He's getting a lot of respect in the market, but I worry about his margin for error. And also, I mean, the Guardians can't score. I mean, this offense is just a joke. It's an absolute joke. And of course, now they're missing Jose Ramirez and Josh Naylor. They're playing 4 shortstops at different positions around the diamond. Maybe the best hitter of the bunch right now isn't even playing in Tyler Freeman. So it's a big mess for the Guardians. But I think Logan Allen may be a guy we want to look to go against here in some of his upcoming starts. I did think about it today, but Dylan Cease hasn't been super sharp either, and you're paying a little bit of a price there on the White Sox. But just wanted to mention that about Logan Allen, a guy that, you know, he looked really good in his first 2 starts, but I think he's kind of leveled off a little bit now because he just doesn't have overpowering stuff. Let's go to the Yankees and the Blue Jays here as I just keep going by first pitch time. This is the game I got kind of close to making a play with, and I did think about Toronto in this one with Jose Berríos going up against Nestor Cortez. Berríos is a guy that's got a 4.70 ERA, but a 3.59 FIP. He's done a really good job of keeping the ball on the ground so far this season. And furthermore, in his last 5 starts, a 24.7% hard hit percentage. So Berríos has really done a good job of limiting hard contact this season, which was a major problem for him last year when he had a balloon ERA at 5.23, a 5.11 expected ERA, 4.55 FIP. He's doing a lot of good things here, and they all look to be mechanical in nature, not a whole lot of pitch usage changes or anything like that. So I give him and the Blue Jays a lot of credit here. Meanwhile, Nestor Cortez is going in the wrong direction. 5.53 ERA, 4.60 FIP, 5.17 XFIP, and 42 and a third innings pitched. He's given up 19 runs in his last 4 starts. The strikeout rate is down. The walk rate is up. The hard hit percentage is almost up 8% from last season. Just a lot of things going wrong with Cortez so far this year. And also, righties are pummeling him. 281 average, 340 slugging, 489 or excuse me, 281 average, 340 on base, 489 slugging. Thought about laying it, but here's the big thing with Nestor Cortez, and this could be a live betting angle in this game. Nestor Cortez, first time through the order, 72 plate appearances, a 238 weighted on base average against. Second time through the order, 72 plate appearances again, 286 weighted on base average against. Third time through the order, 37 plate appearances, a 641 wOBA against. He's given up 6 home runs the third time through the order. So he's really good the first 2 times through, and then he can't turn the lineup over. That could be a sign of the quality of his stuff. That could be a sign of his arsenal depth. That could also be a mental thing that he just hasn't overcome yet. So keep an eye out for that with Cortez, and maybe that's a live betting opportunity tonight. If Berríos gives up a couple of runs early, maybe a live over, or possibly the Blue Jays at a plus price, if Cortez continues to struggle the third time through. Last game of the night here, the Dodgers and the Cardinals, Julio Urias and Adam Wainwright in this one. Two hot teams. Dodgers have won 9 of 11. Cardinals have won 8 of their last 10. They get a lefty here in Urias who, you know, I think I overanalyzed some of the issues that he had early on in the season here. He looks fine for the most part. The FIP's a little bit high. The ERA looks good at 361. He's giving up a career worst hard hit percentage of 34.5%. So that's still 5% better than league average. That's the worst of his career here. His velocity's gone up a little bit. Spin rates are still down a tad, but I don't think there's anything really wrong with him, despite some of my early season thoughts where I did think that there were some concerns. For Wainwright, he's given up 4 runs in each of his 2 starts here. Got a little bit unlucky in his start against the Tigers at home. And Wainwright is a guy that has pretty extreme home road splits as a pitcher. Busch Stadium has been very, very kind to him, and the road has not. So we'll see if it's kind to him today against the Dodgers offense that's 3rd in baseball against righties in terms of weighted on base average. Could maybe be an under 9 situation, but I don't know. I just didn't see anything to like out of the 6 games here today on the card, but we'll be back to having 15 games on Friday's card. And hopefully I'll sound a little bit better on that show. But thank you so much for listening, everybody, to another edition here of VSiN Daily Baseball Bets. Please rate, review, subscribe, 5-star reviews. Very, very much appreciated, and I will talk to you again tomorrow.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.